The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Hey, blockheads, welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown, the biggest in movies of the 1980s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And today, we're not doing any of that shit.
No, changing it up today.
Changing it up. So we are joined by three very special guests. Returning guests, actually, all of them, yes. You know them, you love them, they're back on the show, and they're going to be playing, that's right, I said playing, a little game with us called Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, whatever you want to call it. We're talking about Return of the Jedi today.
Yeah, well, Return of the Jedi because it made like $309 million.
Yeah, it's the second highest grossing movie of the 80s.
Yeah, we got one left. We got one special movie. It's going to be a big deal.
Just one special movie left.
45 guests on the next one.
That's right.
What's the next one?
Names.
Some big names.
I don't want to say his name, but his name rhymes with... Schmeven Schmeilberg.
Yeah.
But, you know, so some big names.
Some big names. Yeah. So, like we said in the last episode, everyone's talked about Star Wars. We don't want to talk about Star Wars, but we do want to cover the movie. So, instead of talking about Star Wars, we're going to live Star Wars.
Right.
We're going to breathe Star Wars.
Introduce yourselves, guys.
Okay? All right. See, this is why Zoom's so fucking awkward, because you can't organically figure this out.
That's true. So for those of you listening to this in the far future, this is quarantine times. So we're doing this by Zoom, so the audio quality may not quite be up to our usual stuff. But yes, Duncan,
welcome back. We probably need to put a content warning about Zoom meetings.
We do one on every episode.
Yeah, okay. Content warning.
We're also doing like a shitty audio warning. Hey guys, you know how it used to be okay to meet with people? Not no more. So guess what? This is what you have to live with now.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is reality now.
This is the reality so we don't all die.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyways, welcoming back the Duncans.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Vincent.
And of course, we have Erica returning to us. Erica, who's a huge Star Wars fan.
I've never seen whatever we're going to do.
It's going to be great.
Sure. I'm in space.
She is in space.
I did that for you background. Guys.
Is that a Star Trek background?
I don't know the difference.
It is very much an Erica type story. It's like a little like farm kid who ends up joining this giant thing and becoming bigger than himself and stuff. And
does a farm kid like meet a sexy prince? He might be like kind of mean at first, but
basically yes.
Then they get like nice and close. Exactly. Oh, I can't wait for the sleigh ride. It's going to be so great. It happens at Christmas, right?
No, it does not happen.
Well, I mean, it happens during Life Day.
I only watch movies that happen at Christmas, you know.
That's true.
You should make the switch over from Christmas to Life Day.
Yeah. It's more inclusive.
It includes masturbating in your living room.
which I think we could all use more of.
Yeah.
I need to jump onto this. Jeez. Opening presents. Yeah.
It's what I'm doing right now, so...
It's what's happening right now. It's
right now. Just under the... That's why you can only see chest up on everybody.
It is... Zoom meetings are a good way for perverts who like...
Masturbating.
Jerking off while people are watching, you know, without knowing.
I know. If CK was only on Zoom meetings, no problems.
No problem. Exactly. No problems. If Louis was like... He's just like, hey, I'm just going to jerk off for... He doesn't even have to say that.
No. He's just down here. Just... Does a little of this. You can barely tell what's going on right here.
Well, I guess part of the fun for him is that they know.
No, yeah, that's true. All right, so we are going to play Return of the Jedi. I'm going to DM, our GM, and you guys are all going to play characters. We're going to randomly assign characters, so you don't even know who you're playing yet.
Yay.
It's going to be fun.
Come on, Sarlacc Pickworm. <He's>,
that's Sarlacc Pit.
What is it? I mean, the Sarlacc Pit is a pit.
I mean, it's a pit that is a creature.
The creature is the pit?
The creature is living in the pit and is there for the pit.
So this, okay, all right. So the Sarlacc pit is a guy.
Yeah. I mean, or a girl or whatever, but sure.
All right.
I don't know why you got to like put down strong female characters by a...
I think the Sarlacc likes to be referred to as they.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they get it on? Do those pits get it on?
I mean, that's a good question. How does the Sarlacc pit reproduce,
right?
Yeah.
Because also, like, you're digested over 1,000 years.
10,000 years, right? Or 1,000 years? I don't know. It takes a while. Erica's already losing interest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's happening?
Christmas.
Rolling
Christmas
dice or something? Royalty.
Christmas slay Sarlacc.
Right. So the first thing I'm going to do is start the show. But then the second thing I'm going to do is give you all characters.
All right. Let's get some characters. Anybody need to freshen up on drinks?
Nah.
No? All right. Music blares. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Luke Skywalker has returned to his home planet of Tatooine in an attempt to rescue his friend Han Solo from the clutches of the vile gangster Jabba the Hutt. Little does Luke know that the Galactic Empire has secretly begun construction on a new armored space station even more powerful than the first dreaded Death Star.
Dun, dun, dun.
When completed, this
all golf ball thing
will spell certain doom for a small band of rebels struggling to restore freedom to the galaxy. Let's assign some characters.
Let's see who the small band of rebels is going to be. There's five of us.
It all better not be that little beeping trash can.
Oh, you're gonna be the.
there's worse than that. There's like pig people.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you listening at home, you should.
There's like space prostitutes. There's pig people.
They're all included in the random generator that I am about to roll. Who wants to start? Should we start with you, Francisco?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Give me a part.
All right, you will be playing
Keanu Reeves.
Is he in this? I would watch it if he was in it.
Like old Keanu Reeves or young? What if it's like really young Keanu Reeves?
What, like toddler Keanu Reeves?
He could be like Bill and Ted's Keanu Reeves. He just ended up going in time and into Star Wars universe.
That's true.
So we talked about him a little bit in the last episode. You're playing Nine Nub. My first action figure from Star Wars. He is the co-pilot of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, that dude with the weird mouth thing. The one that hangs out with
what? Wait, what is he called?
I'm going to Google this nub.
Shit. A kind nub?
Nine nub. Like the number nine, but spelled like a German word.
Okay. Like
nine!
Nine, and then nub?
Nub.
Yeah, he has like face flaps.
You can look him up. There he is. There he is right there.
Look at me.
That's Francisco's character.
That's close, yeah.
That's pretty close. Okay. All these wrinkles are adding up to that.
Yep, so that's your character.
Yay, Nine Nub. He hangs out with the fucking...
Nice to meet you.
He just looks nine like inch he's nub, questioning everything.
He hangs out with Lando all the time.
Yeah, you're Lando's bro, man.
I'm Lando's
guy. How was that your Lando's first action figure from Star Wars?
His number one guy.
Yeah, also, yeah, that was Eric's first Star Wars figure, which is pathetic.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Hey,
it's like if Snarf was your first fucking Thundercat.
It's what he thought a vagina looked like, guys.
I mean, yes. It is, for sure.
It's just like a shot of little Eric, his eyes, and then that.
Yeah. And then I look over at the lady standing behind me in the register, and I'm just like, that's what's going on under those pants. Yep.
That's the one I want.
Yeah.
It gives me tingles.
Yep. I don't know why, but this action figure just brings some feelings into me.
Look at him.
Nub all over that one. Yeah.
Superimpose that face over it.
All right. So who's up next?
All right. Well, just go ahead and do me.
Erica?
Yeah. Let's see what terrible thing I'll be.
You are the one and only Chewbacca.
Yay.
Yeah, so you know Chewbacca. He's 7 foot tall. He's a giant dog man. He has a killer mustache because he was created in the 70s.
Uh-huh. Is that the one that just makes like noises? Or?
That is correct.
So I'm going to have to just be like this whole time?
You can speak regular words so we can understand.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Yeah.
But that's going to be your character.
Yay, Chewbacca. Awesome.
We got at least one of the fairly major characters.
Yeah, took the short check to play it.
I got the entire six-pack just in case.
We're going to need it.
Solid plan.
You want to hand me one of those bad boys? Thank you. All right, so which one of the Duncans wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You're a lucky man, sir. You are Han Solo.
Oh, shit.
I don't think I need to explain who Han Solo is.
Could you, though?
What's his last name? Wait. Han?
Which, no, seriously, who is he?
Harrison Ford.
Okay. All right.
All right, and Andrea.
He's the prince. He's a Christmas prince in this.
He is the Christmas prince, yeah.
He's the Christmas prince? Oh, yes.
He's okay. The Life Day prince.
Yep, he's a Christmas
prince. And he hooks up with Chewie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. I mean, they might in our version.
Yeah.
We haven't decided yet.
I mean, he probably did. At one point or another.
Andrea, you're a stormtrooper.
Random stormtrooper?
Just a stormtrooper.
All right.
All right.
Daniel Craig was one
of those. Daniel Craig was one, yeah.
So, you're ready to miss all the jokes?
I may also assign you guys a second character because it's going to be really hard doing the first part of this story with none of the major characters.
No, just do it.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Just the guy?
I'm everybody else.
All right, perfect. So hopefully you die early on.
Can I just ask a question, though?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you pick from the characters that you could actually start the scenes with?
I mean, that would have made a lot of sense.
I thought it would be funnier if we just picked rando characters.
Yeah, he did. Oh, Francisco spoke. Okay. All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because now I get to be Nine Nub.
That's true.
Which I'm actually very happy about. That dude is fucking weird.
That dude is fucking weird. We're going to have to make a few. So for those of you hardcore Star Wars fans out there, we're going to have to make a few minor changes to canon to make this work. But
just slight changes, like a new character?
Andrea,
was Nine Nub not in this, or
no? Okay, Nine Nub. Do you want a new character?
You want a second character?
Yeah, I can do two at the same time.
Okay.
Yay! Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah. It's not the first time Andrea said that. All right, real quick, we'll do second characters for everybody. Francisco, you're also Akbar.
Dope. Oh, the two vagina face dudes. The two vagina face dudes.
Amazing. Erica, you're also C-3PO. He's the robot, the golden robot guy.
Golden robot guy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can look him up if you want.
I'm already looking up. I don't know who any of these people are. I'm already on Google.
To you, Vince. I really love this character. I was looking forward to
playing. He's already Han Solo.
Oh, you're already
Sorry, real quick. Does Akbar have a last name or something?
It's random. You got to keep it random.
That's true. It's Admiral Akbar.
That's Admiral Akbar right there.
Okay, because I keep getting some emperor from the third unpronounceable dynasty of India.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
Vince, you're also Sheev Palpatine, a.k.a. the Emperor.
Ooh,
shit, Francisco. Those eyes are fucked up. Mm-hmm. So you have a fucked up mouth, and then the other dude has fucked up eyes. And like a weird scrotum.
He's also famous for saying it's a trap.
Oh, that's right. That's like the second image result. Okay.
Yeah.
And C-3PO.
Yeah. There are people losing their minds right now that Erica doesn't know who C-3PO is. I love it.
I don't know the difference between the robots, okay? I know he's a robot.
Those are the only ones I know, actually, are the robots.
See, thank you, Andrea.
So, Andrea, you're also Luke.
Oh, dope.
Cool.
Is she Luke in Stormtrooper outfit the whole time?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you have to do the whole, attention, so we have a problem. The whole time. That's got to be your voice.
Yeah. Like, everything's fine. We're fine.
I report in. So, we open on the desert planet of Tatooine. The heat beats down upon the brown, desolate landscape as a lizard gets eaten by another lizard, probably it was. I don't know. It's all in space. Mm-hmm. They're aliens. So, C-3PO, you and R2-D2, your hetero life mate.
The trash can?
Yeah, the trash can boy. You approach the doors of Jabba the Hutt's palace. And you know that you were sent here by your master, Luke Skywalker, to talk to Jabba the Hutt.
Okay. Let me just Google something real quick.
Are you Googling who Jabba the Hutt is?
She's Googling, Cliff Notes of Star Wars lore.
I mean, all you have to do is knock on the door.
Yeah. Okay, I knock on the scary maggot's door.
Does she fail?
That's right.
Yeah. Fail. Anyway, end of story.
No, you knock on the door. A crazy eyeball pops out. It speaks a bunch of alien languages to you. And then it opens. And you
do enter. Do I know any of the languages? Because I'm a robot? Or
you know all the languages.
Yeah, so you're actually, okay. That's your only, just your primary thing is
you know knowing languages.
Mm-hmm. And you're kind of a pompous British robot that kind of, I feel like, thinks he's better than me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely am.
And you're also scared of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
this so at least
feeling
I mean,
very close to home, actually.
Just play as yourself. Play as yourself with an English accent. You got it.
All right. Estuary English or York. No, I'm kidding.
Very pomp. Very proper, right?
RP.
Yeah. He's like the guy like that Dunton announces, Abbey. Like, now coming down the stairs, it is Mr. and Mrs. Duke of Earlton.
Ooh, he's a major domo. How sexy for a servant. Yeah. So do I know what the eyeball said?
Yeah, the eyeball said, who the fuck is this? What do you want with Jabba?
That's how that eyeball talked.
Yep.
I'm a little racist. But, you know, he's a space eyeball.
He's a space eyeball. It's George Lucas.
Yeah, it's true.
He's
a black guy.
God, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm C-3PO. I'm here to see Mr. Jabba?
There you go.
I don't know if he has a title or something. I'm sorry.
It's Master Jabba. You can come in. The door opens. And you go in, and it's dark, and it's dank, and it's scary, and there's all kinds of weird creatures and half-naked ladies and bounty hunters just standing around for no apparent reason.
Are the bounty hunters, like, in tight pants, or?
Oh, the tightest.
Yeah, okay. Give me something for the feminine gaze here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's one dude that's it's just in, like, bandages. It's like Bondage City.
So, not like mummy bandages.
No, no. Like sexy bandages. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see some washboard abs, like, on a little gold leash. That's all I'm saying. Hmm.
I mean, how are you about tiny laughing alien dudes? Because there's one of those, and he's just, like, ass out.
Yeah.
Yeah, too, probably. Yeah. Oh, he's
okay,
definitely
but where is,
in the corner.
Well, I'll leave him to it, but where's this Master Jabba?
He's right that you enter into this giant throne room and you just see this slug man on this just pedestal with like naked dancing ladies, and there's a band in the corner, and they're like,
wait, is there like a blue lady that has like a whole song and dance routine thing?
Yeah, it's all going on, and there's a dude, like an elephant dude, playing piano. It's great.
Cool. Can we go back and add some CGI shit to it?
Oh, yeah. We're going to add a weird lady with huge lips singing all over the awesome. Place. It's going to be great. All
right.
So I'm also mixing up the Cantina band with Jabba's Palace, but yeah, it's fine. And he's just there. And you know that you're like R2 has a message for Jabba the Hutt.
Is there like a correct way to greet him or something? I don't want to get eaten. He looks like he might eat me.
Let me make a quick roll for you. You know all you definitely like know the correct way, but let's see if you actually know based on the dice.
Andrea.
Yes. You rolled okay. One success and seven advantages. So you know how to greet him, which is I don't know what's going on there.
I hope that's the like the anime Luke, the manga Luke.
Oh my god.
I feel like that should be your Luke.
That's a sexy Luke.
He's so that Luke is hot. Yeah. Look at it. He Check looks like that YouTube dude from The Road to El Dorado.
Yeah, it's like the manga, the Legends of Luke Skywalker manga. So he's very sexy.
Yeah, sexy Luke.
Sexy.
Yeah, that tousled hair is really something.
Yeah. I'm digging it. Right.
So yes, you do know the correct way to greet him, and you say all the correct shit. You work it. You got seven advantages, so it plays. R2 plays his message. It's Luke Skywalker. Luke, what's your message to Jabba the Hutt about your good friend Han Solo being trapped in carbonite?
My friend is trapped in carbonite.
What would you like Jabba to do with that information?
Help me get him out.
Good enough.
All right.
I like that you're asking Jabba for help.
You're like, Jabba, can you help me get my friend that you definitely have on your wall? So yeah, we pull back, and there's Han Solo trapped in carbonite hanging on his wall, and Jabba laughs, and he's like, I'll never let... Yeah, I mean, he's like... He speaks in all kinds of crazy huddies. Yeah. Exactly. But the subtitles read, I will never let my precious decoration go. I jack it to him every night.
With that little dude.
With that little dude, yeah.
What's
ew! It? Like a
flesh pot. That makes sense.
Salacious Crumb.
God, so what then, a these movies are weird.
I make an attempt to get Hansel out myself.
Well, right now you're just a message.
Oh, as you're like an R2 message.
You're an R2 hologram. You're a help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
What if the hologram just runs?
Just runs in?
You don't know what kind of hologram I am.
You're just like slowly pop out of dragging R2. The thing and dragging it away.
No, you pop out of R2 like fully Luke Skywalker. You were in R2 the whole time.
Because of the Force.
Yeah. And because of the Force, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the
Force. I'm a contortionist.
It's the Force. So, yeah.
I'm very
so
surprised.
You pop out a couple of the Gamorrean guards, which are those big pig people.
When Luke pops out, can he destroy R2?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, he's a giant. He's like... Luke's not that big, but he's much bigger than R2. So you destroy R2 jumping
it
out.
Looks like Elmer Fudd's like plug it.
I want to destroy.
I'm sorry. Let me go. I'm going to go close my door. I'm sorry.
We have dog issues.
Just don't look down my shirt or do. I don't care.
Are you trying to look at boobs? Andrea, were you trying to look at boobs?
Yeah. I'm always trying to look at boobs.
All right. We'll take this opportunity to open a beer.
The Princess Di cover. So, yep. Where were we?
So, you pop out of R2-D2, and two Gamorrean guards, these two giant pig dudes, they put their axes crossed in front of your face to protect Jabba the Hutt. What do you do?
I take out my lightsaber.
Say, is that a penis?
Okay. You whip out a green lightsaber. What do you do?
I'm excited about this nine-nub.
I'm going to fight those pig dudes.
You're just, what are you trying to kill them? Are you taking out their weapons?
For initiative?
They're pig dudes. They don't care. Like, make some bacon.
What, so what are you trying to
kill them? Guys?
Some Gamorrean bacon?
Yeah.
You're just straight up killing them?
Yeah, I'm going to kill them.
Yeah, right, intimidating, Jabba. Yeah.
Let me roll an attack roll.
That's why I say you should pre-roll. That way you would just check the...
Oh, no, I already got it. It's done. So that's three successes and a triumph. So, yeah, you fucking... How do you kill these two dudes? Describe it.
I fucking take out my lightsaber.
Like, smack them across the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shove it down their throat a little
first,
bit. First. Try and get it deep
in
there.
Slap them around a little bit. And then I go over to the dude on my right.
I personally like doing this thing where I just roll it across the face.
And I take my lightsaber and it's gonna go straight through the neck of the first dude, straight through to the second one.
All right, nice.
Oh, dope.
So you just like spin to the side, straight through both of them, out, they both drop. Bib Fortuna comes up and is like, what do you do? You cannot talk to Master Jabba the Hutt. No.
Erica, you know Bib Fortuna.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'll just picture like a can of
And Jabba's just laughing. What do you do, Luke?
I am going to then not acknowledge Jabba and just go over to my friend Han in the Carbonite.
All right. So you walk over to Carbonite Han.
Yep.
Are you just like awkwardly trying to pull him off the wall?
No, I know. I recognize that it's Carbonite. So I take my lightsaber out.
Just like trace him,
and I try to gently carve him out of the carbonite.
You just trace around him.
Okay,
and I'm kind of like mumbling under the carbonite. Press the button.
Yeah, there's buttons literally right there.
Oh, are there buttons? No. Can I be like trying to find something while she's doing this? No. Okay.
No. Good luck. I'm tracing around his body. I'm trying to be very gentle. And then I hear him say, press the button. So I therefore press the button.
You didn't hear that for sure. You're trying to
sure
cut around.
I did.
During this, can I go,
it's a trap.
So actually, I'll give her. So the Force lets you hear Admiral Ackbar telling you it's a trap. So I'm going to give you two blues because Ackbar's the man.
Yeah.
So you get two blues to your roll. But this is going to be a daunting roll that is five purples. Let's see how you do.
What does that mean? Are we playing with Skittles?
I have no idea what we're doing.
Oh, shit.
Skittles?
I succeed, don't I?
Is it the tropical skills? You super succeed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the whole time, okay. Carbonite, you could just trace them out and you just pop out?
Yeah.
I guess so. Cool. According to this, you
trace them. See, let me explain, because you obviously are not Jedi Masters. So with your lightsaber, when you have it on the right setting, you can actually melt the carbonite around safely, and then you take somebody out as if you would from a mold.
Okay. It's like when you're doing Photoshop and you try to do it in the first shot and you're like, yeah. I cut off half of his head.
You
know, I'll
fix it.
You do it so well that, he pops right out.
Yeah. You're welcome, buddy.
Han Solo. Yeah. Last thing you remember is staring at your best buddy and your sweetheart as she told you she loved you. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking Luke Skywalker straight in the face. And you're in Jabba's palace.
And you're like, they look so similar. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Whoa. We should probably get the fuck out of here.
And you see Jabba the Hutt talking. You see Boba Fett there and, I don't know, Bossk and IG-88 and whoever else. And they're all, like, getting their weapons ready. What do you two do? Or what do you three do? Because C-3PO, you're still there.
Oh, yeah. I'm still here.
Try to get the fuck out of there.
Do I have a blaster?
No.
Yeah. He wasn't frozen with a blaster? Why wouldn't they put a blaster in them?
He was a prisoner.
Didn't they do that with the Demolition Man?
I mean, no.
Austin Powers? Am I thinking Austin Powers?
You're thinking Austin Powers.
Austin Powers gets a gun.
Yeah. No, you were. You can try and steal a blaster.
Yes, I'm a scoundrel. I'll do that.
All right. It's a good word.
Okay.
And language bot or whatever I am, do that?
C-3PO walking around with guns.
No,
yeah, language bot. What are you doing, language bot?
What are you doing?
I don't know. What do I do? Do I just panic? What does this character normally do?
I mean, that sounds right. Panicking would sound right.
I'm panicking.
He would probably stand behind one of us.
Okay, I'll stand behind... Luke?
I'm Luke, yeah.
Luke. I will stand behind Luke. Luke knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, it's Chewie there.
I mean, he would have been if you guys would have followed the plot.
He should have been there.
There's a plot?
We'll say Lando's also there. So Lando throws you a blaster, Han.
All right, I get it.
And is like, we're getting out of here. I'm Lando. I got a cape.
He has a cape? Really?
That's so cool.
Yeah, he does have a cape.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he just...
take a shot at that Nerf Herder Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
He does nothing.
Yeah, he put me in the stupid thing.
Most overrated character in Star Wars. So we'll see how that goes, because that's not that hard of a role. So the other thing that happens is Lando turns to look at the slave Twi'lek and is just like, well, hello. And he tries to, he's going to make a seduction roll.
Twi'lek.
So you succeed. You shoot the fuck out of Boba Fett.
Finally. Sometimes I even amaze myself.
Yeah.
So you're also blind, it should be said.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you shot him blind?
You shot him blind. You just, like, you feel, you're hearing it. You're Zatoichi style. Yeah.
You moved your ear and you heard him. And, bam.
And you just, you heard him, like, go to, you heard the distinct sound of that Mandalorian metal. And like scraping as he went to grab his blaster, and you just blast him right in the chest.
Yeah, finally, get out of here, worthless character of Boba Fett.
Yep.
Pointless, ridiculous.
Luke, what are you doing besides getting another drink?
Fighting, obviously, because Han is fighting. So
go kill the Hutt.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill the.
That's what happened in the story.
Are you guys? All right, so while you're like lightsaber out, looking at who to fight, the floor drops from underneath all three of you, and you are facing a Rancor.
I have a question about the Rancor.
Question, yes.
Is the Rancor and the Garthok from Coneheads the same monster? Remember we had to Narfle the Garthok?
Yes. I'm very surprised you went that way. I thought you were going to ask about the like fat dude that is clearly in love with the Rancor what their relationship was.
Well, the way Han Solo and Chewie are in love.
Yeah.
They're just like interstation love.
Same universe, I think. Yeah.
Right. Well, that means that you can kill the Rancor with a golf ball because that's how they kill the Garthok.
But could I look for a golf ball and a stick?
Yeah, it was a stick and a golf ball. And also the big monster from the end of Howard the Duck. Just going to say, also the same guy. Probably the same creature
guy.
Design.
Yeah. It's all Lucasfilm, right? At least Howard the Duck was.
Yeah.
So you're now facing this giant monster Rancor. What do the three of you do? Let's start with C-3PO. There's this giant, like, 15-foot monster with claws. And, yeah, she's holding it up right there. It's got big, fucking weird face.
Oh, fuck.
What do you
Can
do,
Can I C-3PO? Run and hide?
Let's make a hide check for you. Your hide is successful.
Yes. See ya.
Luke, what do you do?
I run and try to put my lightsaber through his mouth.
Like that, nice. It's all just stabbing lightsabers through the fucking
through the
face.
Mouth. Yeah. So you deep throat this
Rancor. Listen, that's like
Rancor.
Guaranteed kill. Like, you know, if you decapitate and get the brain out.
I mean, you're not decapitating though. You're deep throating this thing with your lightsaber.
I am gonna deep throat. I feel like that's the direction I'd like to go here.
She sees the mouth and
I'm with her.
Because if you can control,
it's a Jedi power.
Force. You can throw the lightsaber so he swallows it, then turn it on with the force.
Sure.
And then spin it around, right?
I mean, but that's not what she did. She
That's not what I'm doing.
There.
No. I'm running and jumping and trying to insert my phallic weapon into his mouth.
So you're basically straddling the mouth, right? Mm-hmm. You got one foot on the bottom of the mouth.
That's a Garthok right there.
1 foot on the top. That's pretty close. Yeah. And you're holding it open with your legs, just doing like squatting in there, getting just that deep squat, that burn in your thighs as you
shoot the glutes.
Lightsaber in and out of its mouth, very fast, very
all hard. All the way to the back of the throat.
Can you make the duck sound?
Han Solo, what are you doing?
I'm still blind, right?
Oh, very much so.
Why are you blind?
Because I just got out of carbonate.
Yep.
I hear this loud roaring. It sounded like Leia the one time we had an argument that one night. So I tried to seduce it. Hey, baby, it's been so long since I've seen you. Let's get a drink.
So you're going to try and seduce the Rancor. Okay.
Yeah.
You're very good at seduction. We're going to give you three yellows. But seducing the Rancor, we're going to say that's a very hard check for purples. Let's roll them dice.
As it rolls, I'll be like, I know, baby.
it's just like a cutaway of like sweet, sweet beachfront, like loving.
So you
with the Rancor.
You fail. You fail, but you have a triumph. So it's not seduced by you, but
you still have sex with
something else happens. Something else happens goes your way. And yeah. I guess maybe sex. I don't know. Well, maybe actually hear this. So you don't succeed. However, the fat Rancor keeper behind you or behind the Rancor is looking at you like, holy shit, the man of my dreams just fell down this hole.
Couldn't it be like the Rancor falls asleep and then you just have sex with it?
I would prefer this storyline.
All right. Alternatively, the Rancor refuses your sexual advances, but you remember you have a pile of roofies in your pocket.
All right.
Yikes.
You are not raping
the
Rancor.
So much Rancor.
I will use the pocket roofies.
So, Luke's
just
already
nag the Rancor. Try nagging him.
I mean, you got to, first of all, put on a hat or something that's going to, like, peacock a little bit.
You're right.
So
kind of point to your crotch if you can.
Exactly. You got to, like, kind of accentuate. So Luke's already, like, straddling this thing's throat. So it's mouth open. So you just toss a handful of roofies in there, and the Rancor falls immediately asleep.
And then while everybody is like, hey, let's get out of here, you're like, give me like 5 minutes.
I cut to black.
Star wipe.
Star wipe out of there. Like star wipe while you're undoing your pants and walking in, and then star wipes out.
So star wipe, and yeah, you're I guess there's no more Sarlacc pit or Slave Leia, which will make, I guess, Disney happy.
No, we fixed that.
Yeah, we fixed that.
Rancor by Rancor 6.
I mean, we can still have. I guess Leia can still wear the outfit if she wants.
I mean,
Leia? Did I miss?
Oh yeah, I'm playing Leia, and you know I want that. So yeah, she's in the outfit for the rest of the movie, clearly. So we cut. Then we star wipe from Tatooine to space, where we see the Millennium Falcon with Lando and Luke, or not, I'm sorry, Lando and Han and Chewie and C-3PO and R2, and I guess Nine Numb, flying away. And we also see Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing fighter flying away as they head towards the Rebellion, the seat of the Rebellion. Akbar, so you guys all get there, and there's a big meeting, and Mon Mothma's definitely there, and so's the one general guy whose name I can never remember.
All the guys are there.
But mainly it's going to be Admiral Akbar talking for some reason. So he's going to tell you all about the plan, because they found out about that new, larger, better, stronger, faster Death Star.
Right, it's a trap, is what I say. And then that's it.
You didn't even do the voice. I'm very disappointed in you.
I gotta do like, it's a trap. There you go. Is that better?
That's better.
No, it's like, you know, now we have like there's a forest planet where they put their antennas full of...
it's called Endor.
Endor.
The moon of Endor, specifically.
It's full of these fucking like parasite rat people, which are just teddy bears.
Teddy bears, yeah.
But they tend to dig in and... you know, like pack rats. They destroy shit.
Oh, I heard about this on In the Thick of It. Malcolm, he kept talking about the Planet of the Teddy Bears.
Yeah, Planet of the Teddy Bears.
That's right.
All right.
So Akbar is like...
I know what's happening now.
We have some very sellable new characters.
Yeah.
That we can use for toys.
Yeah.
In Endor. And that's
what we take on a giant star. Mon Mothma shows up and says, the market research on this has shown that they will be quite profitable for all of us.
Yep, that's what Mama and blah, blah, blah says.
Mama, but she's the only other female character in the series. Come on, know her name.
Mama, say Mama. Mama,
Lula, and Luke and Leia. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. Only three female characters. So anyway, the plan is if we go down and we can take down the antennas, then we can destroy the new Death Star, which is bigger and better.
So there are shields. Oh, sorry, hold on. Let me get back into Mon Mothma character.
Mothra? Oh,
yes. Mothra comes in.
She's like, a giant ass moth in the ship.
She's giant and majestic. So Mon Mothma, she says, we've discovered that they're shielded. The shield comes from the moon around the planet Endor. Oh, that's perfect. Go to our YouTube channel to see Mon Mothma as Mothra. Because that's
amazing.
So we're going to need a squad to go down to the planet and take down the shields. Luckily,
I volunteer, Luke.
It's a trap.
She looks at you like, wait, what? What do you say, Luke? Han just volunteered your ass.
Are you, do we say Luke as a he or a she?
They're a master Jedi there. You just send them to the planet, they'll destroy it easy.
It's true.
I mean, Vine, you know, that's already hurting carrying the weight of everybody, so fine.
Continue. Just send Luke to the planet, send Luke to the new Death Star, and we're good.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Luke's just fucking LeBron in the 09 season, carrying a bunch of scrubs. Yeah. All right, so you're down. Is anyone else going with Master Skywalker?
Nine Nub will go.
Don't you want to stay behind and pilot the Millennium?
Nope, I don't want to do that shit.
Okay.
I guess, is Chewbacca there or no?
Yeah, you're totally there. Both Chewbacca and C-3PO are there. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, is I guess Palpatine we'll both there? Go. What
can
the
he,
hell?
Can he go?
Wait, which character's going? Chewbacca?
Chewbacca is definitely going. Should the robot go or no?
It's up to you.
I don't know what happens.
I mean, in the canon, they both go, but it does not matter.
Go.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, go. Come on. All right, come on, robot. Let's go.
So Chewie just picks up C-3PO and is like, you're coming. Han, what are you doing?
Should we all go? Just don't split the party up, put all the force into one area, then bring the force to the other area?
Cool.
Yeah, we should all go.
Unless you want me to go to the Death Star. I can totally kick that ship's ass.
You're still recovering from your carbonate.
Who said that?
It's a trap.
Yeah, you're just getting your. Oh, and also Leia's there, by the way. And Leia's looking you up and down like, hey, sailor, good to see you again. And she's totally in the slave outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Also, I would like to point out that it's a trap. said that before.
C-3PO would like to offer Leia like a warm, comfy robe, maybe.
She's like,
C-3PO is so nice.
I should have went the blaster.
You give her this warm, comfy robe, and she's like, "I'm too empowered for this robe. Tits out."
Yeah, because that's how that works. Because of the
chilly in this ship.
The amazing chilly character that is Princess Leia. Usually, women decide to dress as Slave Leia.
If you go to any convention, yep, it's 90% Slave Leia, like 10% Leia in her original outfit.
Yeah,
it's Slave Leia the bikini you just described?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that as our resident feminist?
Me? You know, I think it's fine. I think it's empowering yourself, not necessarily the character.
I think so, too. Slave outfit and all. She chokes the hell out of Jabba the Hutt.
She does kill Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Not in this one in which we just fucked the Rancor till we left.
Her slave outfit, she would not continue to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Wait, is Jabba the Hutt still alive right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we just
right, let's fly back and kill that fucker.
The only one we killed is Boba Fett.
You killed Boba Fett and the Rancor, and that's it.
No, we didn't kill the Rancor. We just roofied
them. Forget about those pig guards.
Oh, the pig guards.
And the pig guards. Yeah, the Gamorrean guards. You killed a couple of them.
A little, we got some notches in our belt here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still doing all right.
I mean, Jabba's still running his galactic ring of crime, but you don't care about that.
No, we're done with treating spices.
Yeah,
we're all about the rebellion now.
I want to go see that Rancor again.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about her. I think me and her, we really had a connection.
This outfit Leia's wearing is not doing it for me.
What are you going to do, Han, once the war is over?
Leia, can you wear more Rancor? Scales and teeth on your outfit? I really do it for me.
It'd be 28 feet tall.
All right, so all of you, except for Akbar,
because it's a trap.
Well, because it's a trap, clearly. You're all going down to the forest moon of Endor. So you get into this Imperial shuttle. They tell you, we have this Imperial shuttle. We have the codes to get in. You're going in James Bond style, incognito.
Are we
pretty? Did they just fly us over right where the door is?
Yes.
Can you drop us off in front of the door?
Right. Why go through this whole thing? Just drop us off there.
No, it's a spy mission. It's like you're supposed to be spies. You're pretending to be Imperials.
Nobody's guarding the door. Can we just go to the door? No.
Right. No.
You got to make a big deal about it.
So you all find yourself, Chewie, you're actually flying this Imperial shuttle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you are.
With Nine Nub, because that's the only thing he does.
Yeah, Nine Nub, you're your co-pilot for some reason.
Who else would be?
You guys are flying in, and you get hailed by the people there on the Death Star asking for your code. You know you have a code that the rebels gave you to get in.
I use that code?
You use that code?
Yeah.
Isn't Andrea's just a stormtrooper, right? Is she the one asking for the code?
That's true, Andrea. You are just a stormtrooper, so we'll say you're the one that gets to decide whether or not you accept this code. And Darth Vader,
give me your code.
Older. What'd you say?
Give me your code.
My code is
one.
It's Chewy noises. I don't know what the code is.
Perfect. Chewy noises. Perfect code.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I like it. I'm about it.
Okay.
Darth Vader shows up right behind you, Stormtrooper.
Oh, fuck! Oh, him. Okay. Sorry. That was me.
What is going on with that shuttle?
They have a code, Master Darth. Fine.
I feel a presence I have not felt since.
And he looks off into the distance. And then he just walks away.
Yeah, he's just like, anyway, deuces.
And then he there's a dude just walking, and he's like, do-do-do-do-do, and Vader just grabs him with the force and chokes him to death.
Oh, shit.
That's how Vader do.
That's
fucked up, man.
It's almost like he's a villain.
Yeah. We're going record here. Not about the Vader guy.
So they lower part of the shield. You guys can fly right in.
It's a trap.
You're not there, Akbar.
just saying.
What about you, labia face? What do you say?
Yeah, labia face. Talk English.
No, not at all.
Right? He's just like, big time. Yep.
But you can speak English.
I could. But. Anyway, I'm like, you know, I'm not nine. Let's fucking roll this thing. Let's
fucking do it.
Let's keep this good times going, guys. Let's fucking pull
the forest. You pull out a bag of Coke. It's like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm like, who wants a bump? Everybody wants a bump. Come on. And then nobody? All right. And then I'm just like, yeah. I can do this, guys. I feel like I can take on this whole empire by myself.
But if we just all put all of our pills in a bowl and we're just like, party mix, we'll see what happens. Fear and loathing on Andor is what Han said.
Yeah. Which one of you motherfuckers brought all the sleeping pills?
Uppers and downers, it's a surprise each
day. Yeah, you never know. Wow. Mama always said life is like a bowl of drugs. You never know what you're going to get. So you guys land on the forest moon of Endor. You guys walk out there, and it's you guys, and also Princess Leia is there, and R2.
We're all high on coke. R2 got destroyed.
Oh, that's right. R2 got destroyed.
No, R2 didn't actually get destroyed. We put him back together.
He was. Can he still be tulip?
Oh yeah, he's tulip for sure. He's rolling around, but he's tulip.
His head is just like a fucking exploded tulip.
Yeah, we have to find more welding material to finish fixing him. Yeah.
And we're all high on cocaine and like benzos.
Yeah, you're all very high.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you make a mixed bowl, man. There's gonna be benzos in there. Yeah. Somebody fucking dies, chokes to death in their vomit.
That makes sense. So,
who got the Seekanal?
Yeah. Chewbacca, you see a bag, like a net full of delicious looking meat.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's delicious looking. You want it really bad.
Well, I asked Leia's advice first. It's too good to be true.
You should ask Akbar's advice.
I thought Leia was gonna.
Well, if Akbar has
I pushed my little button and like, Akbar, what meat do eat good?
Yeah, it is a trap. In case you were wondering, it is in fact a trap.
Oh damn!
But what kind of meat is it? We're talking chicken here.
No, this isn't even chicken. This is like a giant rack of porterhouses. Like it's a whole row of porterhouses that hasn't been cut yet, but has been aged and cooked to perfection.
Like space cows or like tauntauns? What are we talking about?
Yeah, like tauntauns. Tauntauns. They're
they smell terrible, tauntauns.
Yeah, no, tauntauns smell terrible. These are like the ones from Tatooine. God damn it. You know, the big woolly mammoth dudes.
Oh, yeah. Those. Okay, all right.
The blue milf.
Oh, the banthas?
Banthas, thank you.
Yeah. So it's like bantha ribs.
It's bantha ribs, yeah. Delicious looking bantha ribs.
Have they been like slow cooked for like 20 hours?
Oh, for like 3 days.
All right.
So just on low heat.
So that bantha meat is just falling off the bone.
Falling off the bone.
All right.
But it's just up in a net?
It's just up in a net.
You know, like you get your meat.
It's like al pastor. Come on.
It's not even a net. It's just on a hook. It's like on a big hook hanging in the forest. But man, does it smell delicious.
I mean, if you want to ask Akbar.
Yeah. Who's standing next to me?
We'll say your hetero life mate, R2-D2, and Princess Leia. And Han Solo.
Okay.
We're making out. They're
Leia.
Making
out. Yeah, I'm definitely. Yo. Rah, meat. Should I get it?
Are you asking C-3PO or are you asking Han?
I'm asking. I'll ask Leia. She seems smarter than Han's.
Yeah,
she is.
She's definitely much smarter.
Much more than Han, yeah.
Well, that meat looks succulent and juicy.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a trap. Not to steal the thunder from my good friend Admiral Akbar, but it is most likely a trap.
You don't have to say probably, all right?
But it's just delicious. Say it's a trap.
All right, we're going to make a willpower check for Chewbacca because you're hesitating. Chewbacca's willpower is not very high, and this meat is delicious looking. Let's see.
How did it go? We spent like 25 minutes trying to figure out if Chewbacca's going to eat some meat or not.
That's true.
Oh, he ate some meat.
Surprisingly, despite the odds being against you, you succeeded. However, there are two threats. So you don't grab the meat. However, around you, actually, in the distance, not even around you, in the distance, like maybe 50 feet away, you see a stormtrooper on a air speeder looking at you through those crazy binoculars, and then he takes off with his air speeder, and then you hear five more air speeders chasing at you, or like not chasing at you, but like coming at you.
Yeah.
And now, all of you, what are you doing? You have five dudes on these cool speeder bikes flying right at you, blasting you with guns.
What, do I have any weapons? I don't know what a Chewbacca has.
You have your
crossbow, right?
You have a big blaster bow, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Blaster bow. Yeah, ready.
I say that Nine Nub does a Jean-Claude Van Damme style kick up in the air. Like a hurricane kick.
She's trying to like knock one down?
Yeah. Trying to knock all of them down. Like they're all coming at the same time. So I can do one of those like Chun-Li style
kick. Chun-Li, the helicopter kick?
Yeah. A Chun-Li style, very like helicopter kick that lasts for like a minute and a half while all these guys are coming at me. Roll that shit.
Yeah, so you guys hold down
so well with the rolls. So Chewbacca, you definitely you're gonna kill one of these dudes. And Nine Nub, it happens. It happens exactly like you said.
I know. You don't have to say it.
I'm so glad we brought him.
You didn't know.
Nine Nub was a fucking Krav Maga master over here.
I didn't know.
I can't wait till Nine Nub kills the Emperor at the end.
Right? That's going to happen.
Like rips his throat out.
You're just going to fucking Rambo. Meanwhile, in the fourth Rambo, rip his fucking trachea out.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Luke is standing there with his lightsaber, and as soon as he sees Nine Nub do his fucking crazy kicks, my lightsaber just goes,
wah, wah.
Yeah, and becomes flaccid immediately.
Han, what are you doing?
I'm just making out with Leia at this point.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. But there are now two speeders just loose that you can grab, and there's three more guys.
All right, I give Leia a kiss. I run up on one of the speeders.
You jump on a speeder.
Jump on a speeder and just take off.
All right, where are you going?
After the other guys. Okay. The other way.
Following the fucking Nine Nub, dude.
Are you on a speeder now?
Yeah, I get on the speeder.
Yeah,
in fact, in the same motion.
You just like kick him off,
kick all them off, and then land on a speeder, and then fucking off I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how Nine Nub does it.
All right, so you guys chase after Nine Nub and Han Solo are now chasing after the two remaining guys that now are just like, holy shit, these dudes are ridiculous. I've got to get, like, reinforcements. What do you guys do to kill them, I guess, or to stop them?
Go pew,
my
pew.
Laser bow again.
All right.
Whatever it is.
Shoot them with the laser bow. Roll that shit with the purple and the green and the...
The Skittles.
Two reds, Skittles, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to kill him. How do you kill him?
Man, we're killing it.
Shoot him in the dick.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Right through the dick.
Bro.
The way you do it.
All right.
Ouch.
Han and Nine Nub, what are you doing about this last guy?
Oh, I'm long gone.
No, you're just Nine Nub is like, I am now a fucking Dennis Hopper in Easy Rider, just finding a fucking way to live.
No, I'm like, there's a mission here, man. We gotta like knock down these antennas and shit. I don't care for shooting guys in the dick.
If you don't shoot the guys in the dick, Francisco, you can't take down the shield.
Yeah, I gotta take down the shield.
All right, Han, what are you doing?
I'm just gonna drive up close to decently close to him, and instead of shooting him, I have a thermal detonator to go throw at him.
Okay, you're going to use one of your light side points to have a thermal detonator. Sure. Let's see how well you throw that. God damn it. You keep succeeding.
Yep.
It's the Disney movie.
I'm Han Solo.
You are Han Solo. So yeah, it lodges right in like the front wheel of his like speeder bike. And actually, we're going to have to make another check though, because you need to get the fuck away. This thing is big. It's a big explosion. So let's make a piloting check for you.
Is this where Han Solo sacrifices himself?
It might be.
Yeah, which it should have happened. That would have been cool if Han Solo sacrificed himself in the movie.
Then there will be no sequels, and it's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, he wouldn't have been in the sequels, which would have been fine.
I don't like Eric's face right now.
You succeed.
Of course, because he's Han Solo.
But
in the movie itself, how often do they not succeed?
That's true. However, you did get 4 threats. So you get to safety. However, you have to jump off of your speeder bike. It explodes. Ooh. You're knocked unconscious. And the next thing you know, when you open your eyes, you're looking square in the face of a kind of big teddy bear.
Did you say like a willow-sized teddy bear?
Like a willow-sized teddy bear.
All right.
Yeah.
Hug him. Hug him.
My God, that's so adorable. I try to hug him.
Yeah, hug him and pick him up. That'd be fucking.
Cradle him.
I mean, oh yeah, you succeed the fuck out of that hug.
Yeah. Warwick Davis, I wanted.
Hugged him to death.
So yeah, you pick up this big this like 3-foot tall teddy bear, and you hug the fuck out of him.
Good job.
Cool. Can I just walk him back to the rest of my group? It's adorable.
The problem is you don't know where you are or where they are. You're lost in this giant forest with only a teddy bear at your side.
Oh, you're going to have to eat him.
That's your go-to?
I bet you if, you put him in the slow cooker, that fucking teddy bear meat right off the bone.
Right off the bone.
Delicious.
However, this is an intelligent creature. You could just talk to him. You don't have to immediately cook him and eat him.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know that? You said it was a teddy bear.
It is. It is.
And what do you do with teddy bears?
I mean, you eat them. Clearly, you eat them. Every time I've got
people eat bear meat.
Went right in my stomach. Fluffy.
Sorry, I offended your teddy bear.
I do feel like Chewbacca and the Ewoks would be like weird mortal enemies. Like the way cats and dogs are, like,
that makes
they
sense.
Just hate each other for some reason.
It's like you're a small version of
the dog.
Chewbacca's clearly the dog.
Yeah, Chewbacca's a big dog.
Okay, I'll just pee on them. I don't care.
Meanwhile,
not really, but I mean, if I have to.
Meanwhile, the three of you and Princess Leia and Tulip D'R2 are confronted by a few more of these teddy bears, and Chewbacca's just peeing right on them.
It was a joke. I wanted to cuddle them.
No, that's how you establish
dominance. Two of them are into it, though.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'll cuddle them
later. If it wasn't you peeing on them, then for sure Luke was going to.
Yeah. I mean, you saw that two of them were into it. The rest of them were kind of like, what the fuck? But two of them were very much into it.
We don't kink shame, so.
Yeah.
So, like, one of us was going to pee on them. We see teddy bears. Peen.
You said I was the dog. So.
That's true.
Again, this Luke Skywalker definitely pees on stuff.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Like, look up what did you search to get that particular Luke Skywalker for the people
I
listening?
I feel like we have similar
manga
noses.
Luke Skywalker.
Just search manga Luke Skywalker, and that's
We have similar noses, so I feel like it's like really.
Oh yeah.
That's
oh my god,
close.
That's pretty close. All right, we're gonna throw this up on YouTube.
Yeah.
They gotta be like doe-eyed.
Yeah, but that's a guy that pees on people.
That is. Yeah. A guy that pees. Yeah. So Han, what are you doing?
Just walking around with this teddy bear. Like, hey, where we go? Which way are the bad people?
All right. So you make a roll.
Gonna point at me. God.
you did pee on them. I mean.
Yeah. He's going to. You succeed on your persuasion check. So he's going to take you right to the bad people.
All right. Let's do it.
The rest of you, I guess, what are you doing with your teddy bears besides peeing right in their faces and mouths?
I have no. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm
gonna say,
I'm sorry. I just wanted to cuddle, and I got so excited. I don't know. And I'm sorry, Teddy.
I'm so sorry. That's how it works. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do they accept Chewbacca's apology?
He's sobbing.
Roll for Chewbacca's apology.
Yeah, roll for the apology.
That fucking apology.
They accept, but you have a couple of threats. So they accept, however, they now consider you an outcast, and they will not snuggle with you. They accept your apology, but no snuggles will be had.
Oh, no. That's all right. Night Nub comes back.
I hope I Chewbacca die in this mission.
Yeah. Do we have any Zoloft in our party bowl for Chewbacca?
No, but we got a lot of benzos.
I mean, you don't know what's in there. You don't know what's in there. It's just a party bag.
Take a guess, yeah.
Party bag, yeah.
I think Luke is going to slip Chewbacca just a little something just to help calm.
Yeah, no, Chewie's into it.
Yeah, just so to mellow you out, you know.
That's fair. Yeah.
I just got hysterical. I don't know what happened.
All right.
What's going on with the Death Star thing?
What happened to Eric's hair?
We cut to Darth Vader, and he's just like, dude, he's just whittling. He's just like, hey, Sheev, what's up? What's going on?
Did he talk to the Emperor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we haven't talked to the Emperor.
Yeah, that's true. So, Sheev, you're there. Sheev Palpatine, the Emperor. You're there with Darth Vader, and he's just like,
he's like, I was watching these guys, and they're peeing on the floor.
Have you seen anything good on Netflix recently?
What?
Have you seen anything good on Netflix recently? I want to binge watch something.
Let me just tell you, that bitch Carol Baskin killed her husband.
All right, we did it.
With the dark side.
Instead of the confetti where we're like, yay, we talked about Carol Baskin.
Pew, 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 pew.
We brought it. We're a part of the internet now.
Yeah, we're part of the internet.
Yeah, you tag Tiger King, # Carol Baskin.
She's just like, some would consider Disney Plus unnatural. So, Star Wars jokes, Erica. Sorry.
Okay.
I want a background now.
Because we're on the planet with trees, he said.
Yeah, that's true. You are on Endor right now. That is exactly what
David Boreanaz behind you. It's
beautiful. What's that?
There's a David Boreanaz behind her. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Aurora Boreanaz.
Oh, David Boreanaz.
David Boreanaz. Yeah.
And he's got TV's day, angel right behind
part of
you.
The year. This part of the country.
So you guys all meet up in the Ewok village. And Han, you and your new best friend and the rest of you and a couple of kinky Ewoks show up. And they speak a lot of teddy bears to you.
A lot of titty bears?
A lot of titty. There's titty. Titties out, baby.
Titties out, baby.
I guess the language bot will interpret or translate or something.
Okay, so yeah, they come up to you. So you're the only one that would understand them, C-3PO.
Erica, without knowing, you totally moved the plot forward.
You did. Nailed it. Yeah.
That's exactly what happens in the movie.
Yep.
Oh, good. We're right on track,
there
guys.
There should be like a sound effect or something for that. You
know? That's right.
Again, confetti. If we can get confetti.
Yeah, confetti and club horns.
If we can get iPhone level confetti to fly out, that would be perfect.
So you talk to the teddy bear peoples, and the older teddy bear looks at you. Hey, we want to eat your friends.
What friends?
Oh my god. That was the perfect. Best response.
Sorry, I thought they might you had a close relationship, but maybe not. But
I mean, we work
people
together.
That are not robots, we want to eat them.
Please don't eat them, please.
Why not? They look delicious.
I mean, they're really not.
No, we're all stringy and
I guess sinewy. I mean, they're basically made of piss.
Stringy and sinewy.
I guess we'll make.
Trust me, they're more useful to you alive than dead. I understood some kind of evil dark thing took over your planet.
Their teddy bear planet?
God damn it!
You guys keep succeeding on these rolls. It's pissing me off.
Oh, no. You haven't said I'm good. Switch it over to evil.
Yeah, let me
just add the dark side. Yeah, set it over to the dark side.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay, we won't eat them.
Oh, thank you. Can you tell me where those what are those things called for the antenna? The antenna are.
Yeah, we'll take you.
Excellent, thank you. And then I let everyone know what's happening.
Wow, so, C-3PO is way better at this.
Yeah. Right, for real.
Way more useful.
Actual- we all should have been C-3PO.
So that night, you guys all party with the Ewoks. Nice. Princess Leia, I guess is me, gets her hair braided and gets a new dress.
It's like she went to a Ren Faire.
Yeah, she goes to Ren Faire. It's like Ren Faire. She gets like a halo of flowers put around her.
Oh, like Midsummer.
Yep.
Like oh, Midsummer. She Midsummers.
Yeah, she Midsummers up. Han, you notice your crush Leia and your good friend Luke spending a lot of time together lately.
Those sons of bitches. Oh, I guess he's a better man. He should hit that tonight.
Immediately folds. It's just like, well, better guy, whatever.
I like the want him to hit that. And we'll be his wingman for tonight.
Damn. So,
that's my sister yet? Do I not know that's my sister yet?
Thing. No, you do know. So you just found out that Leia is your sister and you need to tell her, but you don't know how. So
you didn't grow up together, so it's still fair game.
Yeah. So what do you
hit that, yeah.
What do you do?
You get two passes. If you grew up together, but you're not actually related, like your step siblings, you get a pass. If you didn't grow up together, but you're actually related, you get a pass.
No. No.
Only if you get your tubes tied. Rules.
Just don't have kids. I mean, I'm just saying, don't have kids.
No. But you know what, Francisco? That actually came up on my stories, on one of my dumb mom dramas that I like to watch.
Really?
I was counseling this couple, and they found out through one of those ancestry DNA dumb things that they were actually half siblings because of a sperm donor situation.
What?
So, yeah.
Did they keep at it? They kept at it, though, right?
Yeah. The counselor was like totally on board. He's like, no, you guys should like do it. Just, use protection.
Again, you didn't grow up together.
Yeah, that was literally his argument. I mean,
they were already married though? Or what was the relationship at that point?
Well, the brother definitely wanted to keep banging his sister. And
well, no, but I'm saying like, were they married? Had they been together a long time?
No, they had been together a few years and they had gotten engaged. And they were like literally days from their wedding.
Whoa. How cool. How crazy is
how
it?
How cool. You're like, how cool would it be?
Sister. How cool would it be if you just get a Meet 23 or whatever the fuck it's called and it's just siblings? Like
it was a wedding gift that they did that the dude's uncle gave them. He's like, yeah, this is cool. So you know like where your kids came from or will come from and from the same dad.
Wow.
So, yeah. Crazy.
So and Luke, the counselor was like, just keep it a secret. It's cool.
I mean, we're on
agreement. Incest sometimes is all right.
I mean, if it's Daenerys and Jon Snow, fucking go for it, dude. Yeah, stop being a pussy. A bang your aunt.
Jon Snow like fixes everything.
Yeah, just bang your aunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
fucking Jon Snow, kiss your aunt, dude.
And then you're fine.
Yeah.
But no. Anyway,
Anyways, Luke, so you could just keep this a secret, I guess, if you want, but you found out that Leia, because we skipped over the part where you went to visit Yoda. Sorry, I completely forgot about that. You went to visit Yoda and Obi-Wan. Yes, Leia was your sister. You know, I did the whole thing.
Yeah. So,
there is another. Han,
I will not bang that. That is my sister.
Then I go forward to tell Luke that you have two passes. And go over the explanation.
Yes, it's correct. That's correct.
And go over the explanation again.
All right, Luke.
It's a trap.
I will not be taking those passes. I will be telling her that she is my sister.
Then I push Luke out of the way and go see Leia before I can bang her.
Yeah. Well, that's
amongst the teddy bears. Code,
right?
That's what are the code, teddy bears watching?
Like, I'm going to help you
it's
get laid.
It's like a loving. Oh,
yeah, why not? We're out in the forest. It's nature.
Yeah.
Bears watching us having sex.
That's how bro code works. I'm gonna help you get laid. But if you fuck it up, I'm going to get laid. Like, there's no qualms about that. You're messing it up, then I'm right in there. So, all right, you pull bro code.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Roll on that bro code.
Oh, I'm rolling.
Bro roll.
Sorry, Han.
The one time.
One time I failed, really?
Yep. So, I got a lot going on in my head, and I feel like me and Luke are really close right now, and I need some time.
I understand. How about this? You just go bang Luke today, and then get it out of your system. We'll catch up on this later. And I just kind of walk out.
All right.
Yes.
She approaches you, Luke, and she's going to make a seduction roll on you.
That was a good move.
We're going to give her some blacks because...
No black eyes, dude. Rule number one.
It's dice.
We only get Lando. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Ooh, she gets 6 advantages, but no action. She doesn't actually succeed. So she doesn't seduce you, Luke, but you guys get to like third base.
No.
Oh, yeah.
How is that not seduced?
Because it could be like a pity one. It could be like a fine, let's get it over with.
No.
Luke. Nope.
Hey, this is the dice. I don't know what to tell you.
Third base is pretty far.
I don't even remember what third base is. That just
third
handsy?
Base is like fingering.
That's the junk.
Yeah, that's too much. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Dial it back.
The dice
obviously say third base.
The dice
third
do not base. Say third base. Tell you. Okay.
Who touched who? Who touched who? Did she slide into his? Third base, or
I think there was mutual touching.
If I get to third base and you don't third base back, I will be pissed. Like, I'll be like, all right, you know what? Maybe I should put you in an Uber, go home. Like, I'm not. Yeah, no. We got a third base across. It goes across.
Yeah. she really wants to go further, but you're like, no, let's stop here.
You know, the whole sibling thing.
Yeah,
and all.
And I'm like, oh, by the way, you're my sister.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Yes, she said yes.
Yep. Yep.
Leia is unfazed.
Just like touching junk.
Trying to like push her hand off of my cock, and I'm like, listen.
Hey, look, I know that we've been doing a lot of hand stuff, but you're my sister.
I mean, it was 6 advantages, though. So...
That's a lot. But that's all the bases. Like, yeah. That goes like from making out to like titties out.
She's like, all right, we'll stop here. Maybe rethink some things. I got to like.
Teddy bear watching.
So wait, if I'm your sister, that means Darth Vader's my father too. That's kind of, I got to like deal with that.
It's a lot to process.
Yeah. So we'll just chill. Maybe later we'll fuck. No, I mean, we won't fuck, but maybe we'll fuck. I gotta go.
We'll come back to this.
We'll circle around.
Also, we're on a mission to do something.
Yeah, we're on a mission. So the next morning rolls around.
We're supposed to have some stuff, and we just partied.
Yeah,
took a bunch of benzos.
You partied it up.
Fingered each other, and then
fingered a little bit. Han and his best teddy bear buddy. Who knows what they got up to that night?
Sir Warwick Davis,
the greatest. Yeah. Willow himself. So you guys wake up in the morning, and the Ewoks take you to the shield generator. You see there are 2 guards outside, but that's it.
Whose turn is it?
I line up, Luke, go get him.
I'm sorry, Luke, in that night, you realize that your father, Darth Vader, can sense you. And that in sensing you, he knows that some shit is up.
Cool. So I tell the gang, hey gang, my dad's in there. I know there's only 2 guards right here. I'm going to guess that there's a lot of shit going on.
Well, he's not on the planet. You can sense him right above in the Death Star, but you know he knows that you're down there.
Whose fucking game is this, Eric?
Sorry. You do you, Luke.
You do you, Luke. Do it up.
You guys. We should, like, two of us should just take out the guards at the exact same time. We'll just shoot them in the dick.
Yeah, maybe piano, man, teddy Chewy. Bear here and there.
Chewy. All right, I shall aim for one of the dicks.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, I'll take the other.
Yeah, you guys shoot him in the dicks.
Nice.
Yeah, successful.
Did enough of them survive to see if they have any like passes or anything we can use?
Neither of them have passes, and while you're rooting around them, you hear the sound of a AT-ST, right?
Yeah,
AT-ST. Okay, AT-ST. Walk up on you, and there's a bunch of stormtroopers, including you, Andrea. You're now on the planet as one of these stormtroopers, and you're surrounding these rebels. And,
why did you guys listen to the dog?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Shouldn't listen to the dog, probably.
It was like peeing on people and shit before.
I built a teddy bear out of like leaves and twigs. Come on. Spent all night cuddling it and crying.
There's the ATSD. Yeah.
And also, what? Does that have a dick we can shoot? What the hell is that?
We shoot the ATSD in the dick.
Like a mech.
One flaw.
The one flaw in its design, no dick.
Chewbacca's useless in this.
Yeah, Chewbacca knows no way to combat.
He can't pee on it. He can't shoot it in the dick. So there's nothing he can do.
Yep, there's nothing to do.
So you guys are all surrounded now by these Imperial forces that demand you surrender right now. Throw down your weapons.
And I turn to Luke. I'm like, in retrospect, we should have consulted Admiral Akbar on this one.
Yeah, probably.
You know, well, too late now. Yeah. Here we are.
Too late. Nine Nub, I say, comes back and does an E Honda style.
Okay.
Level of
against
attack.
Against who?
Against the STAT.
ATST.
ATST. Sorry, the only ATST. An E Honda style, because we already did a Chun-Li one. Now we do an E Honda style one. He does both. He does like the super fast punch and the weird torpedo thing that he does with his head.
In the bathhouse,
which is weird. It's weird that he does it in a bathhouse.
So you got four failures. Turns out, you try and use your karate moves against a giant robot mech, and it steps on you.
Okay. Is that it for Nine Nub?
Yeah.
Nine Nub is gone.
Nine Nub, very much dead.
Those weird, beady eyes.
What do the rest of you do?
I try the same thing Nine Nub did.
That one Boys to Men song.
It's bound to work the second time.
Han Solo does the same exact thing.
You won't see that coming again.
Oh, Han Solo makes it.
Han Solo gets two successes and an advantage. How do you destroy, with your karate skills, Han Solo, how do you destroy this giant, walking, mechanized machine of war?
So from the door over there, like, however many yards away that stupid ATST is, I kind of crouch down and do the stupid headbutt thing into it. Like, right into, like, the eyeball visor thing into it and get inside of it. Then start doing the 100 hand slap of E Honda stuff on all the guys inside.
Nice, nice.
And I actually just take over the mech.
Yeah, you do.
I'm about it. All right.
And so the Ewoks all jump in to help you. It's pandemonium. R2 starts opening up the door. Meanwhile, out in space, Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
You don't know that yet.
clearly, it's a trap.
You're flying straight toward. Actually, none of you are part of this. Right? It's just Akbar?
Akbar is just flying Akbar. Towards the thing.
So it's just, it's Akbar. Lando, now without his co-pilot, now has Ula, the slave girl from Jabba's palace, as his co-pilot.
Sure.
And
The other female character.
And Mon Mothma's there too, sure.
Yeah, Mothra's there too.
Yeah, Mothra's flying through the space to get the attack. Yep. And you guys are flying, but the shields are not down yet.
God damn it. I push forward and say that the shields will come down because I trust so hard in Leia, and that's it, though. Everybody else is a piece of shit.
she feels that's your
probably accurate in this series.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then later on, we will be friends, you know, all that stuff.
Luke, suddenly you're hit by a teleportation ray because plot reasons. It teleports you, which is now a thing in Star Wars.
It's like a Rick and Morty style?
No, like Star Trek.
I say I feel like it's very Star Trek now, yeah.
Yeah. We need to get you up into the Death Star. So you're now in the Death Star, and Darth Vader and Sheev Palpatine, the Emperor, are there.
Great. So I'm going to go attack Palpatine first.
My son.
What about Palpatine?
Join the dark side of the Force.
No.
Something, dark side.
Yeah. You,
attaboy.
Please join the dark side. It's cool.
No.
Yeah, please.
But come on.
We got full-time benefits here.
Join the dark side already. I'm your dad.
You get a 401k.
I'll be your friend.
I take my lightsaber out and go attack Palpatine.
All right. You attack Palpatine.
Yep.
Meanwhile, what are the rest of you down on the planet side doing? You got to take those shields down.
I think we just party again.
It's not my karate chop to fucking.
Where are the shields?
I shoot the blast doors that are like preventing us from getting in with the ATST. Yeah.
All right, you blast the doors open. Now what?
I said, get him, Chewie.
Oh, Chewie, yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know. What does the go get him mean?
So he has opened up the blast doors to the shield generator. So inside is the controls for this shield that is keeping the rebels from attacking the Death Star.
Oh, okay. Then I go to the controls to see if I can turn them off.
All right.
Yeah. It's like a big like light switch. It's on, off.
I hope so.
Yeah. Like just giant like.
For some reason, you can't figure it out. You're a dog man.
Ugh, damn it.
And you can't pee your problems away on this one.
I mean, can you?
Well, maybe you could. Maybe. It's all electrical.
Guys, what if do any of you guys want to try this?
That's your thing.
Oh, it was my thing. Shit. Can I try again?
C-3PO is also there.
Okay, C-3PO give it a try?
You're like the king of the Ewoks by this point, right? So you could send the Ewoks in there.
C-3PO shuts it down immediately.
Okay.
Finally.
However, he got two threats. So when he shuts it down, he has to like plug into it, you know, with his like robot dick. And
R2.
Hey, but this C-3PO now. And unfortunately, he catches a bad virus. Hepatitis C? I don't know. And robot hepatitis. It's going to be bad.
Oh, I
had software installed for this shit.
Pure rubber.
I don't know. I thought like the Vast antivirus or something.
Yeah.
McAfee, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The problem is he went.
Such a pain in the ass to upgrade.
He went too long without upgrading. Went too long. All right, Luke, you attack the Emperor. You succeed somewhat. You slash him across the arm, but then Vader steps in and blocks the rest of your blows. You are now in a fight with your father.
Oh, shit.
Sheev, what are you doing?
Just kind of happily clapping as they're fighting. So I'm like, kill him, kill him.
Yay!
Sounds right.
Yep, so yeah. I turn around and attack my father. And I go, fuck you, those weren't cigarettes you were going out for.
Do you deep throat him with the lightsaber like every other person that you fought?
No, he doesn't deserve that.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going for the abdomen.
Just like stabbing in the chest area, chesticles?
You stab him pretty good. You cut off one of his arms. So he's down on one knee, defenseless. You have him at your mercy. What do you do?
I take his lightsaber
mm-hmm.
and decapitate him.
Oh, dope. The best way to fucking kill somebody. Decapitating a person with two swords, best way.
Right, yeah. Yep.
So two lightsabers?
Yep.
Perfect.
And he screams, no!
Can he still detect the, like, dark side? When it's just a head? Does he?
Yeah, as his head rolls off, yeah, his mask comes off, and he's just like a weird-looking, burnt-up white dude.
That's disappointing.
They're always burnt-up white dudes.
Yes, we got our looks from our mother.
Yeah. Yeah. Shivi, what are you doing in this situation?
So I start using force lightning, but instead of lightning, it looks like force dicks. Yeah. Just like slapping him in the face.
Like that shot of a girl getting hit by hot dogs in the face.
Hey, that is Lindsay Ellis.
Is it Lindsay Ellis? Is that what it is, really?
Yeah, it's Lindsay Ellis, yeah.
Oh, man. I know that every time I look up hot dogs in my GIF, it's always that.
So, Luke, you are just getting smashed in the face. Like, then the dice dictate.
Dictate.
So you are getting smashed in the face by these electric force dicks, and you are down on one knee screaming in agony. What do you do?
I use the force to try to stop the dicks.
Stop the dicks?
Yeah. Right. Give them vaginas to go into. Distract them.
Oh, can you force up like a whole bunch of vaginas?
I don't see why not.
I force the dicks to start docking one another.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. All right. All right.
Well, you got 4 successes and 2 threats. So that definitely happens.
That's good because it's going to be like – the dicks are going to be like, this is not what I'm into. But then when they're in it, they're going to be like, I'm really actually into this. But, you know, like, I'm not going to admit it to people because, you know, I'm insecure.
But if it happens, it happens.
But if it happens,
yeah.
It happens.
I mean,
right. You feel good.
So then.
This is a safe space if you've ever felt that way.
Yeah, I'm using the force. I'm forcing the dicks to dock one another. And in pairs, as they are docked, I turn them around and throw them back at Palpatine.
I'll say with 4 successes, you're able to do that. However, with the 2 threats, you also slip on the blood of your dead father, and you like do that whoop 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 whoop, and it's very funny. It's very, very funny, and then you fall.
Yeah, and can we do a really quick cut to Akbar just being like, ha!
Yes. So Akbar, the shields are now down. Akbar,
nope.
The shields are down.
And he's like, yeah, he's slipping on dicks and shit.
You should just add Yakety Sack to that whole dick sequence.
Those dicks and blood and shit. Oh, wait, I mean, attack and stuff.
All right, so you guys attack, and Nine Nub, who should have been part of this battle but decided to go to the planet, is dead.
Yeah, he got smashed.
Now it's just Lando and the Falcon with Ula flying through the Death Star trying to blow it up. I guess planet people, you're just kicking ass.
Yeah, yeah. What needs to be dicks. Killed? Yeah. If I have to shoot some dicks, I'll shoot some dicks.
So Luke, the Emperor, Luke and the Emperor, you are now locked in battle. The Emperor has taken a lot of damage, but Luke, you have slipped precariously on your father's blood. What do you guys do?
I say, join the dark side. We can rule the galaxy together. We can be 2 dicks punching the universe's vagina.
2 dark.
Not how dicks work.
Dark dicks.
Not how dicks work.
Just smashing in.
I take both of the lightsabers that I now have again. I manage to get myself up out of my father's blood as I'm like,
it takes a minute, but you do get up.
Yeah, I get up and then I go to attack him with both lightsabers at the same time.
All right, we'll give you an extra blue dice for that. 1 success, 1 threat. So you kill him. However, the threat means
you keep sliding on the blood because that'd be really funny.
You keep sliding on the blood, and you slide on the blood. You smash. You do like that roller skate slide as you slash him across 2 lightsabers. You keep sliding on the blood straight into that giant window he has behind him, and it cracks a little bit. And you're worried that you're about to fly into space, but luckily it doesn't crack all the way. So you just like slide down the glass.
Sweet.
Still you come on, decapitated head pretty much is like, look and say, I'll see you again in the sequel.
Yep.
I'll be back in episode 9.
Also, does Luke do that thing where he's just like, nothing, nothing.
Like slides. I get up and I'm trying to like wipe the blood off of me, but it's just like everywhere because I've fallen in it so many times.
Anyway.
Darth Vader's head looks up at you.
Like, you didn't redeem me at all.
God damn it, I respect you.
Yeah.
Bitch,
I may not like you, Luke, but God damn it, I respect you.
Dogs. Can they just both be talking to him at the same time? And he's just like, shut up, guys.
They're both ghosts now. They're both force ghosts.
They're just heads.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm not really dead. I will be back for no apparent reason.
Well, Erica, you know all about this.
Yeah. So Lando blows up the Death Star. Luke, we'll say you get off just in time. Actually,
thank you for not explaining.
Because we got to roll for these things.
You died? Did you get a dead?
So you don't succeed, which means you don't get off the Death Star in time. So you definitely do die. However, you do get four advantages. I'm going to say all of them are not having to appear in the sequels.
All right. So
you there you go. Yeah, that's a
positive. Still success. Yeah.
Yeah, success in my book.
And we still party with Ewoks.
Oh, you party down with Ewoks.
Dope.
So, yes, describe. So the rest of you and Lando, Ackbar, and Leia, C-3PO.
Still like their king, right?
Still, oh, yeah, the king of the Ewoks. You guys are all on the Ewok planet, the forest moon of Endor, just partying it up. Describe how it goes.
It's just a lot of teddy bear fucking, I think. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like way more than you think you would do.
Like watching the teddy bears fuck, or you guys are fucking the teddy bears?
The teddy bears are like at crotch level. So I feel like at the very least, BJs, teddy bear BJs.
Seems fair.
Yeah, right? I don't know anything about women, but I feel like all girls have sex with their teddy bears at some point.
I mean, a lot of you are like crotch level to me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true because
you're a giant Chewbacca man.
You're a giant Chewbacca person.
Yeah.
A Wookiee.
At the very least, Nub 9 was at the Nine Nub is.
Oh, yeah. Right at crotch level.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Ackbar. I don't know how tall Ackbar is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, he's like, not that tall.
No, he's not that tall. He's a little fish dude.
He's a little fish guy.
Yeah. Anyway, we're all just having sex with Ewoks. like face fucking. What are they going to do? They're teddy bears. They're going to run. Anyway, we won, guys. Luke is dead, but whatever.
Yeah, Luke is dead. The Emperor is destroyed. Yeah. The Empire is destroyed. The Emperor is also dead. Vader is dead.
There's just heads everywhere. There's docked penises around.
There's just sex going crazy.
My face as Luke appears in Aurora Borealis, and I'm like, you're welcome, fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that Force like ghost coming ghost.
It's just, like just the
floating
face.
Heads.
It's just the Mufasa face.
Yeah.
It's just three
all
floating heads.
All the lights touches.
Yep. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Also, you were a stormtrooper, so you could still like you'd be having sex with the Ewoks.
Yeah, your stormtrooper survived. We never decided that.
Yeah, but I mean, my stormtrooper would keep missing the Ewok's face. I can't quite get my dick in.
That's good. That's really good. All right, so that's how Return of the Jedi definitely goes. Thank you for joining us in this recap podcast that definitely explained
we did it
what Return of the Jedi is like. So now you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's all you need.
So
that was
accurate portrayal, everyone.
Everything happened. I remember the raping the Rancor.
Yeah.
I remember the Luke dying. I remember that. I remember the Nine Nub being a big part of it. And I remember his hurricane kick.
That's true. He did a lot of hurricane kicks. Yep. So real quick before we go, quick shout out to our sponsor, People's Choice Video, opening back up this week. Check them out, People's Choice Video in Tucson, Arizona, and Waukegan, Illinois, for all of your entertainment needs. Also, again, a quick reminder, we have a Patreon now. After 3.5 years, you can finally give us money.
Yay, I know you guys have been waiting.
Yep, you've been waiting for that opportunity to give us money. You finally can. Yeah. You can throw in a couple of bucks a month, or for the higher tiers, you can get unreleased episodes, you can get outtakes, and you can even give us movies that we have to review, and we have to do it now because you're paying us.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a bossy tier.
Yes, there is a boss tier.
Before you guys start asking, we will not kiss each other. Because I know that a lot of guys have been emailing about that.
That's true. That's the most emails we get will you guys kiss?
It's not an
empty. I mean, if you guys had just kissed already, people would stop asking.
I mean, it's we're going to be a stretch goal, I think. That's going to be a stretch goal. So yeah, we just set that up, and if you do have the opportunity and the ability to throw us some support, we sure would appreciate it. I want to thank our guests.
Thank you, Duncans.
Thank you, Duncans. Thank you, Erica. You guys were amazing.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
It was fun.
Yeah, thank it was you. Great. Thanks.
It was awesome.
So we'll be back next week with our final episode of the countdown. Like we said, it's going to be a big deal. We're also going to cover a couple other 80s movies before we leave the decade. So again, if there's a movie you absolutely positively have to have us cover before we leave the 80s behind forever,
let us know. Email us.
Email us, blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com. Hit us up on Instagram or Facebook. And until next week, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
I'm Andrea Duncan.
I'm Vincent Duncan.
And I'm Erica Lita.
Wishing you a good night. And a good journey.
We love you.
May the force be with you always.